Well, now let's talk corporate social responsibility. It's a technical term for charitable giving. But companies are starting to find new, creative, and comprehensive ways to give back to the community and support their employees that want to do the same. Enter West Monroe Partners, a biz tech consulting firm that's headquartered right here in Chicago. They employ about 1,100 people, and they came up with the Fisher Fellowship Program for their employees. The idea is way beyond organizing a blood drive or volunteering to clean up the river. This is a fellowship that sends employees on a 3 to 6 month leave to support a humanitarian issue of their choosing. That's what Jess Klobuchar did. She works for West Monroe Partners, and she is my guest tonight. Jess, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
So talk about this idea, this corporate social responsibility. What is that?
Well, when we think about West Monroe Partners, we were founded upon a napkin, we like to say. We wrote down all of our values of what we wanted to be as a company. And social responsibility was one of the main themes.
Really?
And Dean Fisher, our former CEO, who's now retired, he said, I want to do more than just going to the Chicago River and doing cleanup.
Right.
I want to empower our employees to think outside the box, develop their soft skills, and immerse themselves in different cultures or communities so that they can learn different things and take that knowledge back to West Monroe and apply it and become a better leader for it.
I think about that idea, and it's a great idea on paper, but at the end of the day, it always kind of ends up being something that is manageable. Let me put that, like, I've worked with different companies, like, hey, it's Bike to Work Week, or maybe it's we're doing a recycling drive, whatever it might be. It seems to be something that is maybe one day, 2 day, or something that quickly scratches that itch.
Yeah.
That's what's amazing about this fellowship program, and it is much more of a commitment.
Much more of a commitment. My personal experience, I lived in Phnom Penh, Cambodia for 4 months, and West Monroe sponsored my time there. And the process to get me to Cambodia was no easy feat. It's a very rigorous process to go through those discussions with a leadership team about why do you want to do this? What is the goals and objectives?
So this was your idea. This is saying, I want to go to Cambodia. What did you want to do? What was your idea to be a fellow?
So it kind of goes back to the inception of the program, right? So when Dean Fisher said in 2011, I want to expand beyond just corporate responsibility, I want to empower the people, that's where it resonated with me. And I have a philanthropic background. I've been volunteering my whole life. And I said, rather than leaving West Monroe for an opportunity where I would be working for a nonprofit, I wanted to take the skills that I've learned at West Monroe, stay at West Monroe, but develop soft skills, learn about teamwork and leadership and communication in a different setting, which was in Cambodia.
I don't know if I would have the wherewithal to say, okay, I want to do this. I want to be a fellow. I know. I'll go to Cambodia. Like, where did the idea come from?
For Cambodia?
So
when I decided I wanted to do a Fisher Fellowship, I knew I wanted to go to a place where I was put outside my comfort zone. That was like the first thing that I thought of. And I had never been to Asia. So I started doing research on the history of all the countries in Asia. And when I got to Cambodia, I learned about the mass genocide in the 1970s. I'm not sure if you're familiar
with it. Very familiar. The Killing Fields, yeah.
Yes. Not a lot of people know about it. And so when I was doing this research, what I learned was, you know, an entire generation of people were wiped out in that genocide. And now 50% of the population is below the age of 19. And unfortunately, as Cambodia stands today, it's still a little corrupt. We have the Cambodia People's Party kind of overseeing all of the communications that go out, the media, everything is completely run through them. But the organization that I worked for, YCC, what they do, Youth Council of Cambodia is YCC, but what they do is they mobilize those people, those teenagers within their community to learn about change and democracy and human equality and what is gender rights, all of the things that we take so for granted here today in the United States is something that they're just learning that that's even an option for
them. So when you go there and you want to be a part of YCC and you want to give back to Cambodia, but what skills are you offering?
Yeah.
What are the things that you're offering them?
Sure. So before I went on my fellowship, I've been a part of the marketing team on West Monroe for 3 years before I went on my fellowship. And during that time, I had developed a lot of technology skills. So being on the marketing team, you do fun things with the website. I also implemented Salesforce, the CRM system mm-hmm. for our company. And so I had a lot of the pieces to the puzzle of maybe helping an organization who doesn't have a sound marketing strategy or needs help with technology. And here's the thing about any fellowship, and if you have the chance to speak with any of the other fellows, they'll tell you the same thing. What you think you're going to do when you go into the experience is not the same as what it ends up
being.
Okay,
so what happened when you went there saying, I'm going to give them a marketing strategy, they're going to love it, and what happened when you got there?
So this is also one of my favorite parts about my fellowship was you go in with this expectation, and what you're doing, so I was there for 4 months. During the first month, I spent a lot of time working with the people that work at the organization, and there were only three people, and seeking to understand what their objectives were. So you can't just go in and say, I have all these great ideas,
yeah, sure.
right? Do them. Because this is a new culture for me. These are new people. And seeking to understand what they are trying to do will get everyone to a better place in the
right.
long run, right?
And those are the skills that you bring to the table. That's
mm-hmm.
what you did. You were in marketing here in Chicago.
Yeah.
I wonder, at the end of the day, all the time we think of charitable giving or even this kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
this fellowship where Americans go abroad to help.
Yeah, volunteerism.
You're talking about building houses, or you're talking
yep.
about living off the land or helping with mm-hmm. farming, whatever it might be.
Yep.
It rarely is talked about in the way that you're talking about marketing plans and helping
yeah.
businesses and IT issues and things
right.
like that.
Yeah. I mean, what I was able to do for them was I helped rebuild parts of their website, updated copy, put in new images. I also helped them organize International Youth Day. And so what that was 80 people came together, listened to a few different speakers. But the idea was, like, let's bring the people of Cambodia together to talk about what, like, change and democracy looks like. And then I also completely did not expect this, but they get all of their money through grants. So what they did was, English is not their primary language,
mm-hmm.
it's Khmer. So they would write up their entire proposals in Khmer, put it through Google Translate, and then send it out. So I spent a lot of time reviewing grants, which is something
right.
I never had done before. So when I talk about, like, you're going in with a set of expectations and it's something completely different, you have to be nimble and adaptable, which are some of the soft skills that we like so much.
Well, I was going to say, what did you bring back? Because it's always,
yeah.
obviously, when you're talking about corporate social responsibility, you're talking
yeah.
about what you give. But what did you bring back to West Monroe?
Yes. I would say, you know, we pride ourselves on leadership at West Monroe, but you can't always be the leader, right? It's good to be a follower, seeking to understand what are the objectives? How can we drive value? So being in Cambodia and being with people who I'm not familiar with their culture, I don't understand on day one what all their objectives are. Coming back to being at West Monroe, I have a different mindset of how I talk to people, how we do projects, how we deliver, because at the end of the day, you want to provide value, right? And so I feel like coming back to West Monroe, for me, it was, let's flip the script. You don't always have to be the leader. Seeking to understand and being a good follower
mm-hmm.
is just as important.
Jessica, as other employees at West Monroe, or maybe even employees that work for different companies that offer these kind of fellowships, what advice do you give them as they think about what they might want to give back through their company?
I would say, at an individual level, find something that you're passionate about. Do the research. Spend the time. I think, you know, it's great to go and clean up the Chicago River for a day and even just talk about philanthropy, but taking it a step further and figuring out, what am I passionate about? What, for me, is important about social responsibility? And then it'll just come naturally.
Jessica Klobuchar is a marketing manager at West Monroe. She just is talking about when she was a Fisher Fellow and she went to Cambodia as part of the corporate social responsibility program, the Fisher Fellowship Program at West Monroe, which is located at the headquarters right here in Chicago. Jessica, thank you so much for coming in
and
sharing your story.